Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show, Terry Neese. Ladies and gentlemen, is a great American. She's one of the folks I admire very much. She is the president, the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, not the first organization she's founded to help women. And she is a leader extraordinaire, well-known across the marketplace and politics as someone who gets the job done. And she's here to give us a report on that very topic. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's good to be with you this morning.
Always a pleasure to have you back. This is National Mentorship Month. Is that right?
It is.
Tell us what that means.
Well, you know, I think all of us have mentors that have worked with us through the years, and some of us may not recognize that they were mentors,
right,
but they were people who stepped up and encouraged us and gave us knowledge and wisdom on how to carry on. And so what we developed with our under the umbrella of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, our Peace Through Business program, has a mentoring program. And this year, for the first time, Jim, we have assigned an e-mentor to 64 women in Afghanistan and Rwanda.
Wow.
Who are in the classroom right now. They started classes the first week of January, which will run through March. And so we have an e-mentor. Actually, we need 10 more. So if there's people
out
there...
And these are all women-to-women e-mentors?
Women and men.
Oh, men? A man can be an e-mentor?
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Okay, we'll sign you up.
Sign me up.
There's not much time involved in it. A couple of emails.
I don't care. Whatever you know, Terry. Whatever you're doing, I'm in.
Well, we'll sign you up as an e-mentor, and we'll get Carol Ford working on that, who's my leader in the office, who puts all that together. But you can imagine the logistics of getting 64.
Oh, yeah.
Men and women in the United States to sign up and e-mentor with a woman in Afghanistan or Rwanda. And it's going really, really well. I mean, they learn so much from just an email from people here in the United States,
right,
on how they're doing in their classroom work.
Well, you were talking about the mentor thing. One of the things I do in my work, in my writing, I mention things I've learned from my mentors all the time. And the thing is, Terry, none of my mentors knew they were being my mentors when they were doing it.
You know what
I'm talking about. Back in our day,
we
didn't walk up to somebody and say, "Will you be my mentor?" You just paid attention, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times. I mean, I talked about it today earlier in the previous hour. I quoted a mentor. I actually coined a question around advice he gave me one time that I still use all the time. The opportunity that any of us can have to take to help somebody where anything we might say might mean something to them tomorrow or a year from now or 5 years from now, we should take the time to do that.
No, absolutely. And I love to have mentors now. I don't know everything on the planet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example. The T. Boone Pickens Foundation is a sponsor of our efforts, and we're all privately sector funded. And one of the things that Mr. Pickens always says is, "I don't plant small trees anymore." In other words, you know, think big, plant big trees, and think big and think out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I've learned from him over the last 4 or 5 years, is that just think big and don't think small. And, of course, he says this because he's 85 years old and he's not going to watch that tree grow.
Right.
So don't plant small trees.
Yeah, that's a good advice. So is there a website for the mentorship activities or something going on that we could find out more about this? Do we know
there is. Go to IEEW.org, www.IEEW.org, and there is a button that says mentorship, and you can go to mentorship. Mm-hmm. We have a list on there of the women who already have mentors, and we have a list of women who don't have mentors.
Right. Okay.
And so if there's someone that interests you, that you happen to see someone on there, you think, this gal is in IT, and,
right.
and I'm in IT, so I want to mentor with her. And so there's an email address on there that you can email us and talk to us, and we'll hook you
I've met many of these ladies and gentlemen, and they are some of the coolest people you ever want to meet, and courage. That courage drips off of their elbows when they crook their arm. It's amazing what they do thanks to the help of Terry Neese and her organization, IEEW.org. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Terry Neese. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.